Migu de chasher am amoyne chasher ashkuse, the pshat zazay. Everyone has an akudas habachira on a personal level. We said yesterday, for some people, maybe it's not an asoyan about avak lashon hara, the hainu, it's not an asoyan, they're not holding there. And to eat chazer by ne'ila on Yom Kippur is not an asoyan b'chlal. But then there's in between where that's your level of, for you it's an avera or not, and that's where your nekudas habachira is, and it's kedai in life that years later your nekudas habachira should be somewhere else. Ayin sham. Now that's on a personal level, but on a kloliistic level, someone that's chashan on geneva, yeah? Would he do a bak lashon hara? Would he do a tzidza? I don't know, but what we want to specifically know is someone that would do geneva, and we're not sure, but there's inside, we're chashan him about geneva, that's why we want to make him swear. But is he chashan amomim and chashan ashvua? Is get geneva and shvua on the same level? Or a similar enough level by most people, I'm sure there's a yoytzim in a cloud for this, I'm sure there's a yochid that geneva yeah and shvua not. There might even be the crazy guy who shvua yeah and geneva not, I don't know. But to be able to be matel a shvua, to lashon of the achronim, that it should be man arviach, a tayeles, a siba, to make the shvua, it has to be that there's enough people that it's kedai for the Torah or chazal, depending if you're talking about a shvua, the rishis or the rabbanon, that we would implement the shvua that would tell this guy who's yet planning to steal, he's going to think about it a second time when you tell him he has to swear also. Now, the man the omer chashan amoyin chashan ashvusa holds that most people, enough that it's not kedai, if he's going to steal, he's going to swear also. So there's no purpose. And most mishanim learn, therefore, he should be putter from shvua. But catch on, if that's true, then there's never shvua. And the Gemara of Emes, I don't know how much we're going to get to today, but the Gemara is going to go through the whole Rishima of Shavuos, Moed B'miksa, Shavuos HaShoimrim, Hesis, B'chule, a whole bunch. Kemat every Shavuot B'etzin. If you hold Choshen HaMamoyin HaChoshen HaShavuos, a Shavuot becomes irrelevant. Not everyone learns like that. There's a Peshat that Faker, Bibalt, Shavuot and Keneva are on the same level, Rabbi Kveg is Nosuch, so therefore there's no reason to give him a Shavuot because, Haray, if he would swear, what would then be the Groysa Glick? We would look at him and say, he swore, must be saying the truth. You could have that without him swearing, because the Geneva itself can prove that. Now, the opener question of the Gemara was by Yishnai Moichas and Batalis, having peeled through that we're not learning Als Bid the Dummy, and we're not learning Als Moira Heter, and we're going with, and the various other children, and we're going with Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, why are we making the Yishnai Moichas and Batalis Nicks swear? Let us just do the Yachloi. And Rabbi Yochanan said, we're choshed, one of them, we don't know which one, that he's a toikif. Not a mayor head, not a bidadam, he's a toikif. So frek the Gemara, so what's the purpose of swearing? Let's go down and say, what's the purpose of swearing? Harayat kamen, that'll be toikif, will swear also falsely. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's teretz is, mayordik, headline, this is, we're going to get started. Lo yamrina migu d'choshed amamayin d'choshed ashvuasa. Meaning, it's takanatru. Shavua is more chomer, maybe because Lysisa wasn't as Dazeya Ha'olam, or say a different Hesper, I don't mind, but it's more chomer. At Kama that it's more chomer, there's even a story that it's more chomer because he's doing both, Geneva and Shavua, nice pshat. But whatever it is, confronting him with that Shavua is going to now be a higher level, and it is Kedai to swear. And the Gemara insists, it has to be that's the pshat by the Shavua of Shnayim Oichazin. Because if that's not the pshat by the Shavua of Shnayim Oichazin, then the Eloi Teimahachi, so hi Dom Rachmona Moidim Mixas Atayni Yeshava. And interesting, the Gemara picks Moidim Mixas. Why did it pick Moidim Mixas? Pick any Shua. Eidechad, Shoimer, it does pick Shoimer later, it never gets to Eidechad, interesting, why not? Any Shua! What does the Gemara say to Moidim Mixas? We're going to come back to it? No. Als Moidim Mixas, it's not a Raya. Hosam Ishtamutikam Ishtamitle. Meaning maybe really mitzad moidib mixas, I could actually still salvage and learn that choshen amamoyna is yeah choshen am shvua. But the purpose of moidib mixas is because he's a mishtamet. By talis there's no mishtamet. The Gemara quotes kid Rabba, because according to some rishonim that's what Rabba was dealing with when Rabba said, "Hi b'kuli boy delay." It's interesting. Like Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis, that is what Rabba was bothered by. It's moidib. Rabba was bothered by that hidden question. What about migud the choshen? According to Tosfos Ramban and most rishonim, that wasn't Rabba's issue. Big doichik in our Gemara here. You have to say, Kid the Rabba mentioned Mishtamet for a different question, but he mentioned it, and we're borrowing it. Like Rashi, this Gemara is mamish smooth. Kid the Rabba. Rabba asked this question. Not a different question. Rabba mamish asked this question. How could there be a Shmuel by Moed the Mitzvahs? Not the first question that it's the amigo of Kaifer Kal. The upper question. It was the unspoken question on Amid Beis, yeah. Like Rashi is beautiful. That was, it's not even, it's mamish the question. Like Tyson and Rabban, there was a different hidden question. But we're borrowing Rabba. And the Gemara even adds, Teda, Domer Rafi Gibarabban, Amar Rafchista, Kaifer Mimil, Vakashal Eidus, Pipakot and Pasal Eidus. Why? Why is it Kaifer Mimil, Vakashal Eidus? We know, and I'm going to get there now, we have a lot of Sifim and Shulchan Aruch to look at. But a Gazlan is Pasal Eidus. It's a Vavachu. Everyone holds that. A Gazlan is Pasal Eidus. So how come a Kaifer Mimil is not Pasal Eidus? He's a Gazlan. He borrowed money and was Kaifer, and then we found that he was lying. Adam came in and found that he was lying, so he's a Gazlan. And he's Kashal Eidus still. Terrence says, yeah, because he's a Mishtamit. What?
Even without
mishtamit,
it's like white collar, it's a little bit.
White collar is a mishtamit. Yeah. There's all kinds of mishtamit.
He's breaking into someone's house.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that also. There's going to be levels. And the shaila is mishtamit only by moed b'miktsas or even kaifer akol? There's a tzad that by kaifer akol efshanat, and we're going to have to deal with that. And kaifer b'kavim is pasleidus. Yes, there's a few different mishtamits we're going to talk about. There's white, there's gray.
The case of kaifer b'kavim is someone that's warm?
Huge machlekes rishayim. Excellent. There's a machlekes.
Because if he swore, obviously.
Huge machlekes rishayim. We're going to see. Tysus learns this without swearing, because fakir, when you did swear, even kaif b'mal was puzzle. Other rishayim argue. I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about it now.
Where you have a false shvur.
It's a good kasha. We're going to talk about it. Not now.
Then we know he's for sure kasha shvur.
Yes. Correct. The Gemara says that kasha ma'amayin kasha shvusa. Frek Toysis, we started this yesterday, there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid and the other Baliyat Toysis. This is a Toysis here in Gittin, in Ksubis, and all the Rishonim also bring this Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. It goes like this. We know that a Gazlan is Puzzle. Actually, it goes a few things, let's make. A Gazlan is Puzzle at Eidus. We know that. That's about the truth. And let's give a few Hakdamas. The truth is the Puzzle says, Al Toshis Rosha Eid, or Rosha is Puzzle at Eidus. I'm not talking about Erechnem and Bisurin yet. But Eidus and Bezdin, you need to be Kashal Eidus. A Goy is not Kashal Eidus, Pashtus, an Isha not, a Katan, Kershet of a Katan. There's a lot of rules. Koroy, Moshe Maharan, Koroy. There's a lot of things I'm going to say this. One of the things is a Rosh is Pashal Eidus. Now, actually, Abaya holds that any Rosh is Pashal Eidus. Nevelo, Chazer, Shatnez. Loisasur Acher Lavavchen. I don't know. Ivra Lav there, Isa, you Pashal Eidus. Rava holds no. A Russia is not Pasalatus. You know, inside the bar, it's actually asked to type of so you're a Russia. But you still can be Pasalatus. If you're a Russia, the Hamas, monetarily, you're Pasalatus. That's a Machlaikis Abai for Rava.
That monetarily.
A few minutes. Please, a few minutes, let me set up the basics. A lot of information we have to get in. Set it up. The Machlaikas Abai Varova is Lagabi, which Rosh is Pasalaitis? Only a Rosh of the Chamas, or even a Rosh of not Chamas? A Gazlan, blue collar, yeah, broke into a bank, is Pasalaitis, Midoy Raisa. Fact. It's a Mefurish Mishnah in Shavuos that a Gazlan is also Pasal for Shavuah. What do I mean Pasal for Shavuah? If a guy is in a situation that he's Chayiv Shavuah, he's a Moyd of a Mixas. A regular random case, someone said you owe him 100, he says I owe 30, Moed Mixas. Or an Eid Echad, or a Shua Shaimrim. Let's just talk about Moed Mixas just for the dogma. It's in the first submission in Shavuos that if a person who is known from yesterday, a month ago, Fardem, a Gazlan, he's one of the many people that have the Dov Shekhaneg the Nishma Venoitel. He's not able to swear. He's puzzled for sure. That's a Mishnah. A Gazlan is puzzled for sure. Now a lot of people put that together. Okay, Gazlan is puzzled for Eidus, Gazlan is puzzled for sure. That sounds nice. Let me confuse you from the start. Abaya holds an Eichel Nevelis is Pasul Eidus. Anyone knows an Eichel Nevelis is Pasul Shvur? Anyone know? It's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara, it's a Braisa, someone, something. Yeah. Eichel Nevelis, Pasul Shvur. A guy is a Moed Mixas, but it happens to be he's a Yidu with the Eichel Nevelis. Someone asked him, what does it mean you do with the Eichel Nevelis? Once, 100 times? He's a mummer for it? Also, questions to ask. But anyone knows that an Eichel Nevelis is Pasul Shvur? So one of the Marim Kaimis?
Someone that's over the
what? If he sells it, he has to create that he sells.
Oh, yeah, that's something else.
In our premise, we said anyone that's over anything, even if there's no malchus, we said. Pasul
Eidus. Now, there's a Mishnah that a Gazlan is pasul for a Shvur. Okay, again, there's a lot of info. A Gazlan is pasul Eidus midoiraisa, the Vadai, Al Tosash Rosh Eid Chamas. An Eichel Nevelos, whether he's pasul eidus is a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye holds pasul mido ayraisa. Rava, maybe correct me, I think it's kosher, not even pasul midrabanan. Someone has the idea on it? I don't think so. Like Rava kosher. Kenza? So it's a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. A gazlan, it's a mafurish mishnah in shvuas, is pasul b'shvuah. The din is when a gazlan is confronted with a shvuas by the mixus, he has to punt it to the other guy. He has to say shekaneg the nishba v'raikol. What if the other guy's also a chashud? Shneim chashudim b'ksug ishvus. Let me give you a spoiler. There's a machlekes Rav Yehuda Chassin and the Taisus here. Machlekes Rishayim. Is gazlan pasul b'shvuah only midrabanan or even midrais? Very important. And I'm going to say it again. Avada a gazlan is pasul eidus midrais. Kuliyam. An Eichel Nevelis, Pasul Eidos, Machlekes Abaye v'Rav. Gazlon, Pasul Shvua. Midai Raisa or Midai Rabbanan? Machlekes Mishayim. What?
Machlekes Mishayim.
Excellent child, we'll talk about it soon also. Toises has a kasha. There's a man the Omer that holds Choshed amamoyna loy choshed ashvuasa. And again, this was the basic kasha of the sugya. How is there ever a shvua of any shvua? Moed b'miksas shaymerin eidechot hesis noiklin any shvua. If you choshed him, he's going to swear falsely also. So it's a machlekes polar, mamish polar. But there's a shita that holds headline choshed amamoyna loy choshed ashvuasa. Shvua is something like wow. Not on everyone, but on enough people's scale that it's kedai for chazal to the right to implement the shvuah. The standard guy, even though he's chashan on mamin, will be chashan shvuah. Now there's all kinds of people out there. There's a sliver of the community here that's going to swear falsely also, and we're not saving it. For those guys, he's going to swear falsely and run to the bank. What can I do? I can't save the whole world. But it's, I don't know if even most, but enough people that it was kedai, payelus, narviach, for chazal or the right to implement the shvuah. Fret toises, light bulb. So how come a gazlan is possible for shvuah? How come a gazlan is possible for shvuah? Yeah, he's a gazlan, but it doesn't mean he's going to swear for me. I thought shvuah is higher. It's a bomb kasha. If the din is choshed amamoyna loy choshed ashvuah, so why is a gazlan possible for shvuah?
Can we make a kal v'chomer from this?
A few more minutes. 1 o'clock. Two throats of entices. One mahalach in Toises is an ufrais. Toises is machadish, and many Rishonim go like this. The gazlan loy pasul l'shvua ela midrabanan. Catch on. A gazlan, I'm going to say backwards, is kasher l'shvua. He's pasul l'edus. There's a kasher, but he's kasher l'shvua. Midrabanan they made him pasul. But in the Chanami midrais is kasher. People don't realize this. When Toises was machadish that a gazlan is only pasul l'shvua midrabanan, he only said it according to the man the Yomer chasher amamoyna. Avad, if you hold chasher amamoyna chasher ashvuasa, avad gavim is pasul midrais. He owns, it's important. Because people ask, what's the nafkmin if you hold chasher amamoyna chasher ashvuasa or chasher amamoyna loy chasher ashvuasa? Don't tell me the nafkmin is whether you ever swear. Every shvua has a teretz. So where's the nafkmin? There are many. Not for now. 8 nafkmin. But a basic nafkmin according to this taisis is gufa, whether a guy, fascinating, whether a gazlan is pasul ashvua midrabana or midraisa, depends. If you hold chasher amamoyna, loy chasher ashvuasa, so then behechrach gazlan is chasher midrais and only pasul midrabana. If you hold chasher amamoyna chasher ashvuasa, gazlan is pasul midrais.
Why does that necessarily have to play the direct role in this my piece?
The yesh mefarshim b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Hold the chasher amamoyna kasher l'shvua, mishum d'shema al yedei shvua yifresh migezlel. And we change the gear in Toisvis. Avol gazlan vadai. Vadai kemoishem imam in any parashah with a mishwa. Vadai twice. Rav Yehuda Chassid says, a gazlan is pasul l'shvua midoiraisa. Even in the man diyamar chasher amamayna loy chasher ashvus. How could that be? What does the man diyamar chasher amamayna loy chasher ashvus say? He says like this. Someone who already was a gazlan, so he knows he's not a tzaddik anymore. In his mind, he's not going to do chetzi tshuva. And when he's confronted with a shvuah, he'll swear falsely also. But Yankel, who's in his first time ever din Torah, never ate nevelis, never gazlan or anything, but he's a declared tzaddik. That's the pashtus. And the one issue we have now is that l'chayr, there's a drara that, I might mix us an eidech or a shayin, whatever the case is, that we're saying, well, maybe he's chashud. We say, okay, fine. It's kedai to confront him with a shvuah. The shvuah will stop him. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Now, we left yesterday with a question. The question was, according to the first set of places that a Gazlan is puzzle mid the Rabbanon, so he said, then you just defaulted on the whole problem. Mid the Rabbanon, a Gazlan is puzzle. So mid the Rabbanon, there should be Chashir Amamayin, Chashir Ashvosi. That's when Tyson Gittin answers, they puzzle the Gazlan mid the Rabbanon only else Gnai. It's a Zaitiga thing. And only on a Gazlan Yadua. Maram Shif brings a different teretz over here. He says, and the Gilead and Sheetah says also similar, on a Gazlan, when we said he doesn't swear, so we totally popped him, what did we do? We said Shekinegdah. By Migu the Chashid, you can't do that. Migu the Chashid is every case of Shua. There is it in a Shua when you want always, you can't always do Shekinegdah. By a Gazlan, we implemented Shekinegdah. And now we go, it's yesterday's Mar Makayim, we have a lot to do. Tosfos and Ksuvos asks, and he asks a funny question. Rabbi Chanuch tells on it from yesterday's Mar Makayim. So I want to ask the question. According to some Rishonim, did we say this, that there's a Shita that a Gazlan is not possible to Shua Midaraisa? Fred Tosfos, in all honesty, Fred Tosfos, is a Gazlan possible to Eidus Midaraisa? The Vadai? Yeah. My Shnuff for Eidus that he's possible Midaraisa, and my Shnuff for Shua that he's not. That's Tosfos. Yeah. Told that. That's Tosfos. Fred Tosfos. Tosfos alludes to it by us also, but there he asks it in Feirush. Bim Toimer, Midaraisa, my Shnuff lav the Eidus mi lav the Shua. Why is a Gazlan who was ever alive possible for Eidus and not possible for Shua? I don't get it. It's in Zeres HaKosev that a Rosh is possible for Eidus. That's Hilchus Eidus. What does that do to Hilchus? What does it do to Hilchus? What does it do to Hilchus? Rabbi Chanan says something fascinating. Oichel Nevelis is possible for Eidus. Nachlech is a Bayi for Rabba. Le Rabba, as far as I'm concerned, Kosher, not even Midrabanim, Kosher Eidus. Le Rabbi, a possible for Eidus. Is it because we think he's going to lie? Is it because of Chashash Meshaker? Because he eats Nevelis?
He's a bad guy.
He's a great guy. He eats Nevelis.
He's a bad guy.
He's an apostle.
There is a cousin. There is a cousin. But is it because of Chashash Meshaker? Moshe Baron is Chashash Meshaker?
No.
No. There is a cousin. Oichel Nevelis, says Rabbi Chanan, and the Makor is this from a Ksois. Oichel Nevelis, even like Abaya, has nothing to do with Chashash Meshaker. Gazlan, Baila Abaya, Baila Rava, besides Zeres HaKosev, is also Chashash Meshaker. And on that, Tosfos is asking, if you're choshesh that a Gazlan is lying, why are you only choshesh he's lying, Benegeya Eidus, and why would you get accepted Shua? That's at least the start of what Tosfos is asking. And I have a problem with that.
What is besides Zeres HaKosev?
I'll give you an example. A guy signs on a star. A tzaddik signs on a star. The star was signed, a date, it was a star halva. The star comes into Bezdin 2 weeks later. In the interim, one of the Aiden that signed on the star, something happened to him. He became a son-in-law. No correlation to tomorrow's event. But he became a son-in-law of the Malva. He's Pasul Aid.
That's considered her?
He's Pasul Aid. Yeah. Yeah. Nasa Chosna. Right. When he signed the star, he was kosher. The star came into Bezdin. The Nasa Chosna. Is the star kosher? Yes. Another case. A guy signed in a star Ava. 2 weeks later, it came to Bezdin. In the interim, one of the Edim ate Nevelis. Star's kosher? Yes. Even on a buyer. Two Edim signed on a star, and in the interim, one of the Edim that are signed on a star became a Gazlan. No, became a Gazlan. Star's puzzle. It's in the Mar Makayim. It should have been. Why? Now a Chayshish for Sheker. Maybe the whole star is forged.
Why don't we put him on a Chazaka? That he's a Tzaddik. He became Rasha up until he's killed.
It's an excellent Kasha, but the Pshat is with Chayshish, it's forged, and the date is forged.
Then we should always be chayshish. The day is forged. If we're chayshish,
no, because there's a yisoid that a stav is a stav is a stav, and if it's signed by two edim, lechotzef and shlishi. But here it's signed by someone who, after it was signed, became a gazlan.
Do we know that he became a gazlan after it was signed?
He became a gazlan after the date that it says on the stav.
The whole shash that it was forged, but if we knew for a fact that it wasn't forged, if Aiden came in and said we saw the star being signed,
yes.
Then we would let him.
Yes, maybe. Yes, but that's that din. But that brings out this point that there's two different souls in Psul Eidus. Now, I want to do a few different things over here. I want to differentiate between, quickly, Psul Eidus and a list of who is Psul and Eidus. It's not always the same as who is Psul Shvuah. And Pasul Shvuosa sometimes will be the Rabbana Deraisa. And then a third thing, Chashir Amamoyna Chashir HaShvuosa. If someone is Pasul Shvuosa, does that automatically mean that he's Chashir HaShvuosa? Not always a Pasul. Let me set up some things first, Lagavi Hilchas Eidus. Who's Pasul Eidus? Shulchan Aruch Simen Lamed Dalet, Nechosh Mishpat is about that. And a few basics. A Rosh is Pasul Eidus. We pass like a Baya. What does it mean a Rosh? Someone who is over a Lav Deraisa, but the Mechaber says it has to be a Lav that's Chayiv Malkus. Ezu Rosh? How many times was he over this? Once. How does he ever get back to become Kasha Leidus? Everyone does Averis. How does he ever come back to Kasha Leidus? How do you do Tshuva?
Sure.
See the Rambam on Chashuva,
what? Yes, it's Malkus. I'm sure.
He's
back
to...
And if Tshuva works for
no, no. It doesn't have to be. It could even be... It could even be Bizman Hazel with his no Malkus.
Could
a Gazel
do
Tshuva
and be Kasha Leidus?
Yes, the Shaila is how he needs. It could be these Hachras over there. There's a whole Rabbi Kveger on that. If a person's over on a Averi the Rabbanon, he's only Pasul Eidus mid the Rabbanon. Halacha Dalid, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. People that bury Kovri Hames the Yom Tov Rishon. What's the Averi when you Kovri Hames and Yom Tov Rishon? What? Over? Yeah, oh, you're telling me which Malach is. Ain't Chalik Malachis. Yeah, but it's Asar on Yom Tov. It's Malchus. How come he's Kasul Eidus? A fascinating concept, because people think it's not about
Averi.
Yeah, but Moira Hetter makes you kosher le'edus.
It's Moira Hetter type of svara that
makes you kosher le'edus.
It'll be
Moira
Hetter on his edus.
Moshe Karet doesn't make you kosher le'edus, yeah? If you're a Rosh, you kosher le'edus. The next one. Someone that was over an Avera of Shavua. Pasul le'edus. Ganav and Gazlin, Pasul le'edus. Okay. That was Simin Lamed Dalet in Pasul le'edus. Then you have, this is an interesting one. In Yeridea, Yeridea Kuf Yutes, anyone that's choshud on a certain Indian is not neman, even to the din of Eidechon and Misurin. Sif Aleph, Kuf Yutes, he choshud lechol dvarim asurim. Saif, it's a deraisa or derabanan, he's not neman on that topic. I'm pretty sure.
Is
Eidechon
and Bisurin. Meaning it's coming between the same thing, or it's a different thing?
Simen Kuf Yotes Yeridea, the Gedor of Hilchas Eidechon and Bisurin, Bederakal Eidechon and Bisurin. Someone that's choshed on a certain Inyan is not Neman on that Inyan. I don't know how thin you slice this. If he's choshed on the veil, he's still Neman that there's no bugs in the lettuce and the Basavachalov, or Kashrus is one big topic. Don't know the rules about this, but when you're choshed on something, it's not supposed to be Neman Eidechon and Bisurin. Kuf Yotes Sif Ches, and this is repeated again in Simen Bey Sif Gimel. Someone that's choshed on something, nevela, basa b'chalov, kashrus, and he wants to be neman al seidechon and b'tzurin, and the din is he's not, so he swears to you. In Kuf Yotes Sif Ches, he swears to you that it's not nevela. In Simen Beis over there, it's a mumma l'tigav and shechit. Yeah, help me see. Simen Beis. A mumma l'tigav and sheshochat, afilu nishba, that the sakin was kosher, he's not believed. Why, he swore. Did this guy ever swear falsely? Is an oichal nevela possible to swore? I asked that. Now, what's wrong if he swore? I mean, why shouldn't you believe him now? Why shouldn't you believe him now?
Who said Shmuel
should bail you out of a bad Eidechon and Bisurin? A good shot. Son, so he swore. Hangzich. Why shouldn't he be believed? Zok the going. This is a game changer. The going from Vilna. Sai in the Bir HaGrod Simen Beis, and Sai in the Bir HaGrod Simen Kuf Yotes. He says, why is an Oichel Nevela not going to be believed about Nevela? Even if he swears to you. L'chari, you should say, the person wouldn't have sworn falsely, but then what? Like you're asking, so he's believed now as the Shavua, or else Eidechon, yeah?
There's no such thing that a Shavua could kasher me.
Other state?
Eidechon and Bisurin could.
I heard you said the word, and you bailed it around. Yeah, it's a good word. But the going says a different job. The going says, it's a very interesting topic. Someone that's choshed, I didn't talk about this topic yet. Someone that's choshed on Shavua, someone that's kosher on Shavua, is he kosher for Shavua? I'm not even talking Bezdin. A guy made a Shavua of Shavua's Bitoy. You know what Shavua's Bitoy is? I will, won't, didn't eat a kikar. And when he swore, I will, won't, didn't eat a kikar, he won't, will, didn't, and did. Meaning he made a Shavua on Lahava about negative or positive, and then was opposite of what he said. When was he Iver? Later, when he did or didn't do what he said, he was yet or not going to do. And separately, there's a shvuah on Avar, which right away, when you swear out and say, lo yachalti, or achalti, and it was, the truth was the opposite, you're over a shvuah sheker. and there's a chiv carbon. It's a whole parsha shvua. Someone that's chashed on shvua, is he neman on shvua? Is there a reason that that's why he should be pasul in bezdin if he has to swear? Is he pasul edus? Well, he's pasul edus even like rabbi. No, he's pasul edus only let a bayi. Only let a bayi. No, for edus it's machlekes a bayi
for
rabbi.
For shvua,
he's chashed. Chashed on every shvua. We have a ketaker over here. Chashed on every shvua. Shvua is one big topic. The veil is one big topic. Shvua is one big topic. Says the guy, Mushbav Aymed Meharsina. Don't throw anything at me. It's Mushbav Aymed Meharsina. You made a shvua by Harsina, you're going to keep the mitzvahs. If you eat the veil, you're chashed on shvua. Chashed on shvua. You made a shvua, you're not going to eat the veil. You're neshama. By Harsina. Mushbav Aymed Meharsina.
Even the logic of office.
Rabbi Yenish Nagashid. Frekhi Bianis and I says every chashan on a lav she'ain by ma'isa, she'ain by mouth, because it's chashan on shvua. I have a kasha. So someone that eats nevela should have to bring a carbon oil of yairi. There's a din, if you're over on your shvua, you have to bring a carbon oil of yairi.
Yeah,
so whenever you're over on nevela, you have to bring a carbon oil of yairi. This is an agarat de gemara. I'm going to say it again though. The goin says. What? Yeah. The goin says. That the reason why an Eid Echad, who's chashed on a veil, is not Neman as Eid Echad, the Shvua doesn't bail you out, he doesn't say it because Shvua can't bail you out, which is a very good word. That's not Eid Echad, Shvua, but that's what he says, because in the veil, you're chashed on Shvua, and you're mushed behind it. Now, how do you take that? There's no carbon oil of Yairin on every Neveila, and you're not possible the Shvua all ages on a lot of shame by mice. But so nevertheless, that's what the Goin says.
Should extend that to Pasul Eidus, because we know that he's Nishba Sheker on every.
Excellent, Avada.
It will also be Pasul Eidus.
Called the Achnis.
It's a Bayit. It's like a Bayit.
Yeah. Well, a Bayit is there, it's a Kosev. Here's something else. Now, there's another one. There's another one.
A Bayit is one where there's Malkus. This is even where there's not.
Yeah, that's the Chon the Kasha. Yeah, he asked that at this
point. Even by Eidus.
Yeah, even by Eidus. It's a good Kasha. Rabbi should have to agree. Eichel Avelis is Pasul Eshvor, because he's a Mushba Bayit. Yeah, good Kasha. Another case. I'm sorry for doing this to another case. Simon Pei Zion. People are in a din Torah. And one of the guys in the Torah gets up and says, I swear I'm only going to say the truth. Ashwa's bitul. Yeah, Ashwa's bitul can be I will or won't, did or didn't, eat a kikar. Doesn't have to be about a kikar. Kikar is just a mushroom. A guy gets up and says, in the next 20 minutes in the deliberations of this din Torah, I swear Ashwa that I'm only going to say the truth. That I'm only going to say the truth. Yeah, he said, it's in the Marmukhan. He swears he's only going to say the truth. If he didn't say the truth, what was he over? The Shwa that he made 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes into the Shvua, they're having a masa matan about a whole thing about the din Torah, and it comes out, it's a moedah mixas. Whatever, work out the details, a moedah mixas. So that's what it says. Shvua, moedah mixas. Why does he have to swear moedah mixas? On the 70. He was moedah on the 30, kaifer on the 70. Why does he have to swear on the 70? We don't know. Is he saying the truth? Or is he lying? And we don't know. And the Torah, the Reich Chachmasa said, there's a way to figure this out. It's not foolproof, and it's not Russia proof, but make a Shvua. Either he will, and then either. It's the truth, or there are scammers out there, or he'll pack it back down. Murray, what's the purpose of implementing a shvua? You're nidden if he said the truth or not. 20 minutes ago, he made a shvua that he's going to say the truth. What? Man arviach.
That's where Meir Heter would come
in. Meir Heter?
No, it's a Heter is that he's
going to say the truth. Yesh Oimrim. The Imnishbu Tchila. So first he says, if it wasn't the Kippus Chayb, it's not the same level, blah, blah, blah. Yesh Oimrim. The Imnishbu Tchila. When the Kippus Chayb, it's a Chadish Shvua. Ain't speaking last of the Shabbat. Ella Maskin, there's a Shua. What's this about? Fret the Shach. Fret the Shach, if this is true, how is this different than the Oichel Neveilois? Than the Oichel Neveilois that swears about the Neveila? And they have to catch on. In this case, by the deliberations, he made a Shua that he's going to say the truth the next 20 minutes. When was he over that Beira? Because, you know, people have nervin about Shavua, and that's part of he must be saying the truth, because people wouldn't want to do. There's a big difference if the Shavua Mamash Yotz Shekhar Mipiv, or it happens later. When the guy makes a Shavua, he says, I'm going to say the truth the next 20 minutes. When was the Yotz Shekhar Mipiv? It's 16 minutes later, he said a lie. 16 minutes later. Not when he made the Shavua. When he'd be making him make the Shavua, somebody that makes us, you're putting him right now and saying, let me see if you can do that, right? So it's not the same thing. Now, Lechara, by the Nevela case also, the guy swearing that it's not an Avela. There it's right then. There it's right then. If it's an Avela, forget about being Machshel the Lifnei Ivra and all that whatnot. If he's swearing it's not an Avela, or he's swearing that the Sakan was Yafet, it's Yotze Shekhar Mipiv. Why shouldn't we be able to rely on that? My Shna, Frek the Shach, my Shna, Pei Zayin, by Nishba Sheyomer Emes, in the Din Torah, and my Shna, what's it called?
Obviously, the Yeshomrim and the Ramah here is not Mechalik between the Shehaba and the Shehaba.
Oh, so they talk about that. And more than that, there's a Pesach Shuva. They watch this. There's a Shaila. When a guy makes a Shavua on Lahaba, forget about it. Classic Bitoy. A guy made a Shavua, Sheyoichal Kikar. Hayoy. Shkia came, he didn't need a Kikar. He was over on Shavua's Bitoy Lahaba. It wasn't Yotze Sheker Mipiv. Is he Pasal Eidus? Is he Pasal Shavua? Careful. This guy, nothing else. He never ate Nevela. He's not a Gazlan. He's your classic Moedim Mixas. What do we have? What skeleton does he have? He was a Nishba Lahaba and didn't keep his Shavua. Is he Kosh? Can he swear? Machlaikas. Machlaikas a Paiskin. Machlaikas Mishayin. Machlaikas a
Paiskin.
Yeah, Machlaikas a Paiskin. Claire's the Pisrei Shuva. Okay, but no, be the Paiskin now. He's in a Dintaira. Yankala, yeah? Yankala is in a Dintaira. He says you owe me 100. He says I only owe you 30. And he's Kuiper on the 70. Now, let's talk about a regular Yankala first. How could he swear my the mixas? If he's chashan on mamanish, be chashan on shvua. What's the answer to that? Let's not forget about this. What's the answer to that? Why is it in that a regular yankel swears two terutzim? Mishtamit and merhem. Excellent. Mishtamit and chashan on mamayna. Like chashan on shvua. So those are the ways to understand how regular yankel is going to swear my the mixas. What if regular yankel? Get ready. Never ate nevela, never stole, never robbed the bank. But he once 2 days ago swore he's going to eat a kikar and didn't. So he's chashan on shvua. What's the din? Machlokes. So what's the din? Paskin, what's the din? Fake it the Dino, what's the din? Could he swear? So there will be mitoich. But is it his fault that there's mitoich?
Right. He's willing to.
How do you chesh with the mitoich in this case?
Who said that the machlokes had rather of chashka mamayna blechash ashbuatsa? Is this whether or not we hold the gun?
Let me think about it. Rava holds Oichal Nevela. Oichal Nevela Kosher Le'edus. What about? So again, Rava, what makes you Pasul Le'edus? What kind of an Avera? Chamas, money involved. That's the cut line. Shanis, no. Nevela, no. Chazer, no. Money, yes? What if a person was over, I'll tell you which Avera, careful. I want to know if he's Kushal Eidus. He made a Shavua Sheker. He made a Shavua Shav. Shavua Shav, by the way, is neither of the four things I said of will, won't, did, didn't. Shavua Shav is he swore on 8th Shavu Evan. He swore on 8th Shavu Evan. It's Avera. What are you swearing
it's
on? Not
the
same affair as regular Shavuah? No, it's called Shavuah Shav. Someone that did a Shavuah Shav, Kashal Eidus, Kashal Eidus, Machlaik is? Am I Ibra? Someone made a Shavuah Shav. He can make a Shavuah, he's Yankala, he's confronted with a Maidah Mixas. He was told, you owe me 100, he admitted 30, he has Kuiper on the 70, classic Maidah Mixas, which does make sense, because there's either a Shamut, the Amigdah Chashid. But, what's Yankala's skeleton in the past? 2 days ago, he made a Shavuah Shav, he swore 8 to 11. Kashal is Shavua?
No.
Zok Toysis, it was in the Marma Kaimis. We didn't print it, but it was in the Marma Kaimis. Toysis is Shavua, Staff Mem Vav. And in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin says, even Rava agrees, you Pasal is Shavua. Even, because in our Sugi we saw that you Pasal is Eidus. What?
How did he make him Kashal Shavua? Clearly, it's
Shavua is his Nevela. Shavua is his Nevela. Okay. But it's interesting, Fregendach Reinen. It's interesting in our Achroinim, in Fregen Achroinim, in our Sugi we saw that maybe Pasal Eidus and not Pasal Shavua. Here we see Pasal Shavua, even though not Pasal Eidus. But you're saying you're not selling this ball, because it's a Shavua topic. Now we're going to get started. I actually started already, but I want to get started with something. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kufches. It was in the Baba Kama. It's Taisa Baba Kama Kufches. If a Shomer is given a Pekadon and the Bailum comes and says, where's my watch that I gave you to watch? And he says, Nignav, that's called Toyin Tainah, he's a Shomer Chidom. And he tainas it with Nignav. He's a Toyin Tainah's Ganav. And for the record, if you know the din of Toyin Tainah's Ganav, not only did he tainah it was a Ganav, he swears, he's a Shomer Chidom. He swears that it was Nignav. And then what happens? We found out that really, where was it? In his basement the whole time. What's the din? No? What's the din? No,
he's Pasul.
Let's go back to Baba Kama. Chayv Kefel. Kefel. The same way a Ganav is Chayv Kefel, a Toyntan is Ganav is Chayv Kefel. But you know the rules? Toyntan is Ganav is only when he's a Shomer, that by Tainin Ganav he's Takapoto, not by a Shomer Sachar. And only if he swears. If he just Tainin Ganav and we found him before, he was about to swear, but then we quickly caught him right out, you don't make. You pay Kefel for the Toyntan is Ganav before. Crazy Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches, a guy came and was Toyntan is Ganav. I don't know what happened, but then a day later the guy took him again to the Din Torah. And again, he was trying to have his God of Nishba again, and then it's found. Double kefil. Double kefil, Gemara. For Ephtosis, double kefil. To pay kefil, what do you got to do? What's the criteria? Trying to have his God of a Shvua. Machara, the second time, it wasn't a Shvua. It wasn't a Shvua.
Well, that's not a Shvua.
Because he was puzzled a Shvua.
He was comfortable.
But it was a Shvua.
For Ephtosis! Ephtosis, it wasn't a Shvua.
He shouldn't have sworn.
Not on a prayer. Straight through.
We didn't know.
Hanzach, he didn't know. Why are you paying Kefil? But he's paying him. They wanted to pay Kefil now. Azoy Frek Toysvis. Zog Toysvis. Zog Toysvis. Choshen HaShvua. Pasal HaShvua. Is only a Drabbanon Dikedin. Not a couple of minutes. One second. Is only a Drabbanon Dikedin.
If it was that right, sir.
If Toysis is in Baba Kamakov says if it would have been a Doraisa, then it pushes. It doesn't make a difference that he grabbed his sword and we were living in Lala that we thought he was supposed to swear, but it's not a Shvua. It's not Shai.
He should swear 10 more times and he's not going
to bear. Toysis, I didn't say he's not doing a bear. He's not going to pay Kefil. He's not going to pay Kefil. I mean, he won't be Kerbin Olav Yerud on it.
Only one Kefil.
The first Kefil. Yeah, Vada. Frek the Veld, Toysis is saying that Choshen HaShvua, Choshen HaShvua, is midoraisa kasher l'shvua. I don't get it. One second. Two kashas. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says. Does that sound like Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? What did Rabbi Yehuda Chassid say? That a gazlan. First, you have to know if it seems to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. But I want to deal with a different problem. There's a major topic over here. The Ksois asks.
This could be a good shot in every chashid ever, that he's going to swear because he doesn't care, because he's not even over on a shvua shav.
I didn't say it wasn't over. It's not going to have the din of shvua b'negei kefil.
Only b'negei kefil.
Frek, so far for kefil. Frek the ksois. Did Taisus just say that someone that's chashid on a shvua, because we found out he lied about the time he had it the first time, this is not your regular shvuas speaker. He actually swore a shvuas tayin tanis ganef 2 days in a row. And you tell me after he swore the tayin tanis ganef the first time, he could be chayv kefil a second time. How could that be? So I tell you, because even though you're chashid on shvua, you're not pasul for shvua. I don't care. Let's say someone's chashid on gezel. If someone's chashid on gezel, is he pasul for shvua? There's a man dealing with chashid on mamayna, chashid on shvuasa. How could chashid on shvua like chashid on shvuasa and chashid on mamayna chashid on shvuasa? It makes no sense. Says the Ksais, you're missing something. Yesterday he was chashid on shvua. Maybe he did shuv in between. Maybe he did shuv in between. Maybe yeah, maybe not, but maybe he did shuv in between. That's enough. Mashenkim, when we talk an hour city, chashid on mamayin, chashid on shvua, right now, Yankel, who has no past, never ate in a veil, never robbed the bank, never was nishman a chik or nothing. He's a smooth guy. But we're cluttering. He was moed on 30 and kaifer on 70, and there's a drora that makes him look suspicious, and if we're chayshin, maybe he's lying about the 70, so the Torah was machadish to make a shvuas moed to mix us, and we ask, how can he swear moed to mix us to try to clarify that he's saying the truth? If you're chayshin and for stealing, right now, he'll swear falsely also, right now. That's the truth for it. Chayshin and chayshin. But when he was chayshin on shvua yesterday, maybe the truth is yesterday. There's a big difference between chayshin and moed achshav. Chashid ha-mamoyna achshav chashid ha-shvuasa and chashid ha-shvua yesterday. What?
Because Mistama he did tshuva on yesterday's aver without knowing that we're going to put him right back up to the podium to swear again?
It's possible!
Shor shachar lefarecha, we actually know he didn't do tshuva in between.
What? Because he swore the second time.
Okay.
And then ten times. I don't know. But that's the setup of the sugi over here. So nochamo. What did we see? One second, I want to. A little bit not masuda today, but I want to be masada today. Just in the food over here. What we have here is, and we have to separately analyze. The sugya by us is specifically chashid amamoyna right now, chashid ashvusa, dealing with a international problem on all Shavuos ever. Neutlins, the Rices, the Rabbanans. It should never be a purpose to the Shavuot because he's anyways going to be Choshen on Shavuot. And the options are, that, and still Rabbi Yisrael was setting this up for tomorrow, either to go with the Mahalach called Choshen HaMamayin Aloy Choshen HaShavuot, the Shavuot is higher up and everything's good, or systematically going through, and that's what the Sugi is about, every single Shavuot. That really, Be'emes, Choshen HaMamayin Choshen HaShavuot. But every single Shavuot, there's either a Mishtamet, or a Marahet, or a Knech, as Mildi Yishana, there's all kinds of things we can use. But what, because of this, we got involved in a more general topic. Aleph, Hilchus Eidus. What makes you puzzle Hilchus Eidus? We talked about Abayi Barov, Legati Rosh HaDechamas, not Rosh HaDechamas. And we talked about various other things, what makes you puzzle Eidus, and we declared that Psul Eidus is a Shash Mashaker or Exerzikos. Then we went to the next step, Psul Shvua. And we found that Psul Shvua is different than Psul Eidus on a few fronts. First of all, Gazlan itself, not like if it's the rice of the Rabbanon. And then we went off to Choshen on Shvua. So we have the going that every Nevela is Shvua. We have to come back to that. Every Nevela is Shvua. It's Shvua's mind. But in Shvua itself, we found that there's an issue. We talked about if someone's over on Shvua's Bitoy, if he's Pasul Shvua. And we spoke about if someone's over on Shvua by Point Anas Ganef, if he's Pasul Shvua. We have an idea. We have a Tyson, Baba Kamak of Chet. By the way, anyone on? Is there another chat? Pshat? Oh, Avada, I want to finish this. There's another chat. Ramatoli, Rabbi Dimitrovsky brings from Ramatoli that in the Point Anas Ganef, Avadi is possible, but the psul is only that we won't give him a shvua. That's what we were saying before. But if he's kafetz v'nishva, Avadi there could still be a derash to the shvua of Tain Tain Tzadim. And that's another way to bring a bia to places in Baba Kamakov. Okay, there's a lot to do.